877-886-3653 or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are there more questions to be asked about 9/11? Well, there are plenty more that haven't been asked in the old media, so we're asking them here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 9/11, 10 years later, part two. If you missed last hour with Liam Sheff, he joins me again. The conspiracy realist is here, as well as we'll be joined shortly by Jim Mars, author of The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. Jim Mars, that book was basically ranked number one by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And he's going to join us for this 9/11 retrospective shortly as well. And I've got links up to that story on Natural News and, of course, his website we'll talk about. And we have more questions to ask, more to be answered. By the way, the hay, right? The EPA declaring hay a pollutant. I still haven't gotten the bottom of that. We're still going to try and figure that out. If you have an idea why hay is a pollutant, you can call us this hour live on the air, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, and figure it out. Why is hay a pollutant? I mean, spontaneous combustion? I mean, do they paint thermite in hay bales now? Is that what it is?
What, what?
Boom. Okay. No. 9/11, 10 years later, as I said, our heart goes out to anybody that obviously lost life or have been injured in any way. Those 9/11 first responders, we've talked about that they don't know what causes it. We do, and we know how to get rid of it. But if you have a question about that as well, Liam, as well, what do you think?
Well, look, if anybody gets offended by saying, my point of view, I'm the conspiracy realist on the show. This, to me, was an international intelligence operation. You just have too much going on in too many places that have to be aligned. You have to have planes not shot out of the sky. You have to have a plane allowed to hit the Pentagon. You have to have buildings dissolve in New York. This reeks to me of planning, just very, very kinds of specific planning that I don't have access to. So I don't call it an inside job. I call it an intelligence operation because it's not the United States government. It's not Hillary Clinton or Barney Frank or any of these dopes who think that they're pulling the strings. These people are having their strings pulled. And it's not us, the American people, who are all pitted against each other, right? So if Robert says the FDA kills hundreds of thousands a year, it's true. And 3,000 people didn't just die in 9/11. They were murdered. They were murdered. They went to their job and they were murdered. They went up in the elevator where they'd gone every day for the last however many years in these wonderful buildings. I like the buildings. Some people thought they were kitschy, but I liked them. And they were murdered. So if they were murdered and their bones were scattered all over Manhattan because people were finding bones blocks away. How do you get that in a collapse, by the way? Mm. Blocks away. Fragmented into little pieces, then these people were murdered, and we should be curious about really who murdered them. Not just some people in a cave who used apparently box cutters, who couldn't fly planes, who had terrible training.
Yes.
So we have to remember that. We can't allow ourselves to all be pitted against each other. It's not Democratic, Republican. We all live here in this land, and our will to identify with the land is sometimes used against us.
Well, and don't be part of that Pavlovian, I got to add to that, Pavlovian Hegelian dialectic, where they basically stimulate you with a word and you react unconsciously to it, much like turning the word truth, which used to have a positive connotation on its Orwellian head by calling it truther, and now it's a derogatory reference point. It is not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we always in pursuit of the truth and the facts, and we bring them together. Last hour, we were also talking about the 9/11 responders with cancer, talking about it's obvious to us what has happened and what we can undo. We had a response on the Facebook page. Goss, you said, and yet they're absolutely certain about the causes of AIDS and cervical cancer, right? Yeah, very, very pointed thing. Of course, it's caused by the HPV. No, it's not. There's no evidence to show it, but that's why Rick Perry wanted to mandate the Gardasil shot for all 12-year-olds in Texas, and why the Democrats want to do so in California, because they're getting money from Merck. And that's right, Merck and the American people.
If Rick Perry hates cancer, does he hate Gardasil? It causes precancerous lesions.
I think so. Well, we'll find out. But right now, we're going to be joined by Jim Mars, the author of The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. Jim, we'll get to that and more. Jim, I'm glad to have you on board the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, well, it's my pleasure to be with you here on the 10th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11.
Yeah, and willing to speak truthfully where the old media will only try to marginalize, ridicule, etc. We don't play that game here, Jim. And when you write about a trillion-dollar conspiracy, I mean, are you referring to the 2.3 or 3.2 trillion that they said was in the Pentagon that somehow disappeared, or is it more than that?
Well, it's much more than that. In fact, actually, that was not my title for the book. My title for the book was Zombie Nation, but the publisher changed it because somebody claimed that somebody might mistakenly buy it as a horror novel. And, of course, I couldn't help but think, well, yeah, it is a horror story, but if they haven't got sense enough to read the source section and read the book jacket and skim through it, they'd realize it's not a book of fiction. And besides that, you know, in the mercenary world of corporate business, what's the problem? You're only talking about increased sales. I maintain, and my agent agrees with me, that they changed the name because Zombie Nation would have made it more popular, more desirable, and they would have had increased sales, and they have tried to marginalize it to the financial section, which is right. Which they have, which right up there with the books about how to survive the coming depression and buy gold and silver, which only appeals to a very limited audience.
Well, then they're really ticked off at Mike Adams for naming your book the best book so far of 2011.
That's right. But hey, I just got to mention something here because I'm just all fired up about 9/11, and I noticed you and Liam were already into that. You know, we all know that these 19 fanatical Muslims used box cutters to take over these aircraft. Or do we? When you look at that closer, like everything else having to do with 9/11, the closer you look, the more blurry it gets, and then it tends to fade away. For one thing, how do we know they use box cutters? Well, that all comes from Solicitor General of the United States, Ted Olson, who was appointed by George W. Bush. And on September the 12th, he told CNN he had received three phone calls from his wife, Barbara Olson, who reportedly was on Flight 77. And according to Ted Olson, quote, all the passengers and flight personnel, including the pilots, were herded to the back of the plane by armed hijackers. The only weapons she mentioned were knives and cardboard cutters. That's where it came from, okay? Cardboard cutters, which then got translated into box cutters. And that's the sole basis for the idea that they use box cutters to hijack airplanes. But this is something everybody knows now. But wait a minute. He said he got three phone calls and that they came from her cell phone. When it was pointed out that she couldn't use a cell phone because they didn't have the chip at that time, that didn't come in until 2005, the story changed to, well, she had used one of the backseat airphones. But then that wasn't right either because the American Airlines plane she was on didn't have the airphones, so it went back to, well, she had crept into the toilet and was using a cell phone again.
All
but
right.
But then here's the clincher. In 2006, we had the trial of Zacharias Mazuri, the only person who's ever been put on trial for 9/11, and the fact showed he couldn't have had anything to do with it because he was already under arrest and in custody on 9/11. But he did claim to be part of Al-Qaeda, so they put him on trial. The FBI shows up with all their massive amounts of prosecutorial evidence, and in there were the transcripts and the phone records for the calls on 9/11. And guess what the FBI said in court, sworn court testimony? Said there was only one call made from Barbara Olson, and it was, quote, unconnected, end quote.
Well, in other words, there were no
calls from Barbara Olson.
Listen,
so
call,
what we think we know,
Jim,
we don't even know.
Jim, we got to call Al Gore because you've listed too many inconvenient truths in this little segment here already.
Well, there's an inconvenient truth for you, which is there were no calls made from Barbara Olson.
Well, there were no calls made. I mean, this was one of the original selling points of the whole thing, how horrible it was. People made phone calls. Those were disappeared as the questions came up. Now it's acknowledged that no calls were made or received. But people did claim to receive calls. I received a call from my son, and the call was very strange. Like, hello, this is full name. Not, this is, you know, this is Mike. No, this is Michael Jones, your son.
When I call my wife, Jim, I don't say, hello, honey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Do you remember me?
That's right. It's hey, it's me, you know. But,
yeah.
Hey, let me tell you guys, in Olson's defense, not Barbara, but Ted Olson's defense,
yeah,
it is possible that he did get a call, because I have the news stories in my files that coming in from the year 1999, that at Sandia Laboratory they were working on voice morphing technology. And this is really incredible. It sounds like science fiction, but it's real, and they had it prior to 9/11, which is all they need is a snippet of your voice, like Robert Scott Bell. He's on the radio. It'd be real easy to get a few sentences on tape from him. And once they have that, they could subject it to this voice morphing digital technology, and they can have Robert Scott Bell say anything they want to.
Of course, we could. Hold on.
Colin Powell in to demonstrate this. And
Jim, we got to go to break. Stand by. We're going to come right back with Jim Mars, author of The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. Of course, we could just get Mel Blanc back from the grave. He can do all these voices for us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. Say thanks to our sponsors. Coming right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What have we learned, really, about 9/11 10 years later? And I've asked that question a number of times this hour, last hour as well. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, is with me. We're joined by Jim Mars, the author of The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. I got a great comment on Facebook. What have we learned? The same thing history always teaches us. We are a race that needs to evolve to keep up to its technology. We may be technologically advanced, but we are still just beasts. Very well said. That's Paul Dierks. Thank you, Paul, for that comment. And Jim, the money. We talk about following the money on this front. It's still the same. $1 trillion. I mean, what's next? Quintillion? How much more quantitative easing that followed 9/11? All of this plays into the same, experience.
Well, let me give you this little story that is really incredible, because at the very basis, 9/11 might have been a insurance scam, because let's go back and realize that the two twin towers, which were built on Rockefeller land, originally in New York, they used to quip and call them the David and the Nelson. And there were a lot of people in New York who really didn't like them, thought they broke up their beautiful skyline, and they were never very profitable because they were never totally full of tenants. And then by 2001, they were like 30 years old. They were deteriorating. They had already quietly done a study to see if they could recondition or renovate those buildings, and it was not cost effective. And then they thought, well, maybe we can just tear them down. But then they found out they had a problem because they were half filled with asbestos.
Yeah,
so they
knew
they'd never get permission to do that. So I ask you, what does a mafia do when they have a building and they can't renovate it and they can't tear it down and they can't lease it? They torch it for the insurance. So now let's follow the money. The Twin Towers are actually owned by the New York Port Authority. And on July the 24th, though, they turned around and leased the two buildings to Silverstein Properties in Westfield, America.
Jim, July the 24th, 2001.
Just a couple months before the attacks. Now, the first thing Silverstein does is go and hire a company called Securicom to provide security for the World Trade Center towers. The CEO of Securicom was Wirt Walker III, as in George Herbert Walker Bush, a cousin of the Bushes, and sitting on the board of directors was Marvin Bush. So now the Bushes control the security of the World Trade Center, along with Dulles International Airport and United Airlines, two other participants in the 9/11 tragedy. So then they turn, Silverstein turns and secures insurance, and insist on and receives a clause that indemnifies him against terrorist attack, even though one of those towers had already been bombed in 1993. Now, you know, I've heard conflicting stories, but I doubt very seriously you're going to be able to get insurance on your home against a terrorist attack. But Silverstein gets it. And he paid down either in advanced rental fees or lease fees $125 million, okay, on this 99-year lease, which totaled up to be $3.2 billion.
Who was the sucker insurance company that sold them this? I mean,
well,
they should be going after
whole thing,
their money.
It was not State Farm. It was Alliance, the giant former Nazi insurance company that indemnified the Nazis against damage to their concentration camps by inmates, and Swiss Re and another couple of Swiss companies, Swiss Re being the largest, I believe, global insurer in the world. These are all people, these are all huge multinational corporations owned by members who meet once a year under the name Bilderberger. So that's at the level that this took place.
Well, they said they have to be pissed off that they had to pay out on this. I mean, wouldn't they then go, all right, Don, this is ridiculous.
That's
you
it.
Knew.
That's it. So then, oh, it gets better, because once the 9/11 happened, Larry Silverstein goes to court and argues that since two planes hit two buildings, he ought to get double indemnity. He was seeking something
wow.
like $16 billion. Well, they argued about it and went round and around in court, and he finally settled for $4.6 billion. That's with a B boy, okay? Now, in other words, for a $125 million investment, within a year, a little over a year, he had received $4.6 billion. And then, according to some published reports, the Port Authority repaid him his $125 million that he had already put into it. So he had a total profit of $4.6 billion, but now he didn't get to keep all that money because he had to share that with the mortgage holders. And one of the largest mortgage holders for the World Trade Center was Blackstone Group, whose CEO just happens to be, I'm sure by some strange coincidence, Peter G. Peterson, the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. So now you see at what level the money flowed
out there
in this little operation, and now you understand why we have not and probably never will be told the truth.
No, we can't afford to have an investigation, or those people can't afford it, if you will, or entities. And I want to reiterate something that Liam and I said last hour. There are people on this planet that do not have the same values of the normal person, if we can call normal a word even, that we actually value life and liberty and property. There are people that would discard life just as soon as look at it. And that is a harsh reality, but history teaches us that the human race is filled with people that will be willing to sacrifice people if it benefits them. And that's what's so horrific to come to that conclusion, because it's the grand disillusionment, the point where you realize people may not be inherently good. Or if they are, they abandon it for things like this.
Well, they count on that. That's the basis of the credulity that they are counting on, because the average person, they might tell a little lie now and then, you know, to stay out of trouble or whatever, but they just cannot contemplate or even consider that someone would cause the lives of 3,000 people just to benefit themselves.
Sure.
But you're right. That's
Jim,
exactly what these people do. And
yeah.
These people, who these self-styled globalist, they think globally. And right now, North America is just one of their less profitable arms. And so they, you know, whatever will benefit them, that's what they're going to go for.
Well, and we also showed that the FDA is complicit in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans every year based on their approval process of drugs and medicine and doctors as such and the methods that are utilized. And so when people say, wow, they would never say, who would do that? Who would just sacrifice 3,000 if they're an American? They would never. Well, look, they're doing it every day, every year on the order of dozens to hundreds of 9/11, statistically already validated. If it's only the low number of 106,000, we have it from the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, the Barbara Starfield report, on up to the reference point of the death by modern medicine, which was a meta-analysis that was published
right.
by Gary Null and Carolyn Dean. So it's not new.
The third leading cause of death in the United States behind strokes and heart attacks is medical treatment. That's true. But again, back to the question of would they knowingly do this, and I'll give you two examples of yes, they would.
Hold on, Jim. We're going to have to take a break here. I want to go into this when we come back from this break. Jim Mars is our guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy. It's a book I want you to get. It's jimmars.com. We have the link up also to the story at naturalnews.com. My website, robertscottbell.com. It'll link through also to Liam at liamchef.com. If you'd like to be part of the program, we've got a number for you, 800-259-5791. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, Jim Mars continues here. The trillion-dollar conspiracy. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist. We are rocketed on 9/11 10 years later, covering things the media is loathe to cover. They cannot. They will not. They'll go out of business. Actually, they're going out of business because they're starting to read natural news more and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jim, thanks for being with me. You were going to reference something really horrific, among many things, a couple of examples of people, if we can call them that, knowingly sacrificing other people rather than having to pay for something.
Exactly. And two classic examples are, you might remember the Ford Pinto. If you got bumped from behind, chances are the gas tank went off and it blew up, and there were a lot of people that died in relatively minor car crashes because of this fire hazard. Ford knew it. They studied it. They realized it was a design flaw. And rather than correct it and having to change up their assembly line, they simply fought it in court and kept producing those Pintos, until finally they had to shut them down. The other issue is Bell Helicopter during the Vietnam War. A bunch of their helicopters were just going down over in Vietnam, and early on they kept trying to argue somehow it was enemy fire or whatever, but it finally, long after the war ended, there were a series of suits, and it finally came out that it was, a design flaw that created something called mast bumping. At certain speeds and altitudes, the mast would start, the blades would bump against the mast, and the blades would break, and then your helicopter just became a stone, and it just fell out of the sky. But rather than go in and correct a design flaw, which would have cost them a lot of money, they just kept producing those helicopters and cost us the lives of many people.
Well, and that's just one example of many. We've talked about a number of them over the years here, including the vaccination known as the Gardasil and Cervarix, and of course Rick Perry saying he hates cancer, so that's his excuse for mandating a vaccine that can kill little girls.
Exactly, and thank God the people in Texas put a stop to that. And by the way, he did that not by trying to pass legislation. He just signed an executive order as governor, right, and was trying to order that up. How totalitarian can you get?
No, exactly. And this is a guy that went to the Bilderberg Group, and suddenly he was their choice for president, and he suddenly came out of nowhere. And he was a little ticked off at Ron Paul at the debate. He saw him kind of get his finger in his face. He's like, how dare you bring that up? Why are you bringing that up, Ron? You're going to ruin it for me.
Exactly. Well, you know, Ron Paul is a real thorn in their side because he's the only person that speaks the truth. And I got to throw this in. You know, the media just keeps pounding something into your head until pretty soon you think that you thought of it. But I hear people all the time say, well, I really like what Ron Paul says, but hey, he's unelectable and I don't want to waste my vote. Well, where'd they get that idea? It was drummed into them by the media. And my point is, if everybody who says, well, I like Ron Paul, I like what he says, but he's unelectable, if they'd actually vote for him, he would be elected.
He would win, of course. But that's, again, the Pavlovian response that is basically incited in the population by the talking heads in the media, even the so-called pundits in talk radio. Go ahead, Liam.
Barack Obama was unelectable. He should have been. George W. Bush, he shouldn't have been dog catcher. We're given people. Yeah. We're then told they're presidential material, and the public says they're presidential material.
And when it came out that George W. had snorted coke in his younger years, he said, well, you know, that was just a youthful mistake. And when he said that, I just couldn't help but think of how many thousands of people are rotting in U.S. prisons right now for making that same youthful mistake.
And what kind of international drug war do we have to prevent that youthful mistake?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I recently met a fellow who had been a sniper in Afghanistan, and he told me, and this is incredible, but I'm sure it's true, he said that they set him up on a mountain pass and told him to shoot anybody that came through that pass, except do not fire on the drug caravans.
Yeah, the drug caravans must pass. They must pass through. That's what the war on drugs is all about. More drugs under the control of those who make the most money on them. Jim Mars is my guest. We're going to wrap up with him after this segment, his book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link to all of it. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Heer's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Later, a couple of seconds left here, one more with Jim Mars. He is the author of What? The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, also re-releasing his book, The Terror Conspiracy Revisited. We've got links to jimmars.com as well as to the article at Natural News, which declared the Trillion Dollar Conspiracy the best book of 2011, according to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, great friend of the program here. And, of course, if you don't catch the show once a week, or if you only catch it once a week, you got five additional opportunities to do so. The Robert Scott Bell Show, airing on Natural News Radio Monday through Friday. And check it out there. I've got all the links at robertscottbell.com. Jim, as we're wrapping up here, this Terror Conspiracy Revisited sounds fascinating. It covers way more than we can cover in one, two, three, four short segments.
That's absolutely true. In fact, it not only covers the unanswered questions, the mysteries, the controversies of 9/11, but it puts 9/11 into a broader context so that the reader can actually understand what really happened there and why.
Well, that's it. I mean, I looked at motivation, looked to treating this thing as a crime scene, which Liam and I covered earlier in the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the fact that all the evidence was basically transported out to China and India as fast as they could get it out.
Yes, and you guys, I'm sure, realize that if we were to go into a crime scene and grab up some of the evidence, say, take the smoking gun and hide it away, run off with it, we are guilty of being accessories after the fact. And under our legal system, that makes us just as guilty as the people who pull the trigger or captured the airplanes or whatever. In fact, in Texas, we've actually executed people for murder who the facts of the case showed did not pull the trigger, but were there, present, did not turn anybody in, in fact, helped try to cover up the crime, and so they have been executed as accessories after the fact.
Hmm. And this is all because Rick Perry hates cancer.
Well, in Texas, we refer to Rick Perry as the shrub because he's just a little bush.
Well,
and like Bush, he says a lot of really nice things, a lot of really good sounding stuff,
folksy.
But then he doesn't do it, okay? So you got to be careful of people speaking with forked tongues.
Where have I heard that, huh? Interesting. Well, you know, the trillion-dollar conspiracy, as we said, follow the money. Your book does it and more. And, of course, we're going to be following up some more with you on this and many other topics on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if not here on the GCN network or on the National News Radio Network, because you're a wealth of knowledge and information. You're one of the guys that didn't get the memo. Hey, stop asking questions. What do you think you're doing?
That's right. Yes, I was taught in journalism school to look behind the official pronouncements and the corporate handouts and try to find out what's the truth and what's really going on. And like an idiot, I really thought that's what I was supposed to be doing.
Hmm. Yeah, and as they prey on the naivete of the American people, as you said, they count on it, that people wouldn't believe that other people are capable of doing these things. But look back in history, the Guatemalan guinea pigs, which I covered here on the radio show, the American government was all involved in that, and many other experiments that are horrific. So even Americans can be guilty of horrific things. I mean, we're human, after all, and we see to err is human, but to continue to make these same mistakes and then pretend that they're not real, that seems to be a criminal on a different level.
That's true. In fact, that kind of falls under the title of conspiracy. The word conspiracy comes from the Latin conspirae, which simply means to breathe together or to act in concert.
Right.
And a conspiracy in and of itself is neither good nor bad. It could be both. In fact, if we secretly plan a surprise birthday party for the boss, that's a conspiracy. It's not a bad conspiracy. A bad conspiracy is when they work together to
violate the cake.
Laws and kill people.
Right. Well, or to poison the cake for your boss.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
a bad
it's a party,
conspiracy.
But the cake's poisoned. Don't eat that cake. Well, exactly. Conspiracy could be anything. That's why Liam is a conspiracy realist. And
right.
we don't shy away from these discussions. And we always, like you said, go back to the cause. If we talk about healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it isn't because of the mystery of the disease. We actually want to get to the cause of it. And it's not your genes. You know, this whole genetic determinism is also wrongly utilized to manipulate the people to say, well, it doesn't matter what's in the air you breathe or the food you eat. In fact, the reason why poor people in inner cities aren't eating their vegetables is because they're afraid of pesticides, because people like me are actually talking about them.
That's exactly right.
It's a really amazing thing to witness, the manipulation of the American people.
Yeah, Jim, I'm looking forward to reading your books. It's a pleasure to hear from you. How long have you been on the 9/11 story?
Real quick.
Since the day it happened.
Yeah.
I posted on my website that very day. I said, this is really terrible. I said, but let's don't fly off the handle. Let's remain calm, cool, and collected. Let's find out what really happened and who really did it. And in that case, then I'm in total agreement with President George W. Bush, who at one point, I think the evening of 9/11, said we must not rest until we find out who's responsible for this and see that they're punished.
Back after this. Stay with us.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Was nailing it, wasn't he, Liam?
He was terrific. I'm so impressed. I'm going to go read both of his books.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk again more with him. Basically, like I said, I've got 6 days a week now, and I've got lots more time to cover these issues, and I'm grateful for the opportunity on 9/11. 2011 now, 10 years later, to discuss the things that cannot be discussed, the questions that cannot be asked. We're asking them, we're discussing them, and we're doing so very rationally and calmly, even though there is an intensity and an emotionality to the subject matter. It cannot be helped. It's a very real thing, but I don't want to see these things continue to happen unless we discuss them and ask and answer. Of course, the same manipulations occur, the same history repeats, as we say. You forget, it's going to happen again.
The cycle of history, rinse, wash, repeat.
Mm-hmm. And they say rinse, lather, wash, repeat, and they say do it again.
do it again.
Not enough, but you need to buy some more shampoo. Listen, there was a few stories here I wanted to cover in addition. By the way, again, all the links are up at robertscottbell.com. One thing I'm going to be covering heavier this week, I don't have a lot of time to go into it, Jeffrey Ofterheide from Vactruth.com. Fantastic expose here. World War II military handbook reveals pesticide chemicals used in infant vaccines. And this goes right up to the present. This is not just World War II. United States Military Handbook, published in 1946, shows chemical compounds used in formulating the pesticide DDT are currently injected into babies. Is there a link to polio, you think?
Well, let's see. The alternative the mainstream hypothesis for polio says that a bug that doesn't cause polio 99.5% of the time to 99.9% of the time also causes polio. Get that one more time. The bug that doesn't cause polio 99.9% of the time also causes paralytic polio. Where? In populations in the United States that were eating food that was sprayed with lead, arsenic, phosphorus, and later these people, instead of being taken off of they removed the lead and the arsenic from the food supply, but then they gave these people something else, DDT. What went up? Polio. Mm-hmm. Every time you add one of these new chemical compounds, that's what? A neurotoxin.
Yes. And as we know, all these paralytic responses were just later renamed. They were renamed conveniently, so we could say the vaccine eradicated polio. Nonsense. It still exists. It's just called something else. Now, another story on Contagion. I don't want to go heavy into there, but I am boycotting that movie. I think it's trash as far as I'm concerned. Even though Liam and I discussed this early in the week, we like some of Soderbergh's movies, but this is pure propaganda. No reason to endorse or support it, but the CDC, they're salivating over this movie. They're literally salivating. Yes.
Like Pavlov's dog.
Like Pavlov's
dog.
Look,
we're going to scare people into getting more.
They'll get their shots.
Oh, wait. Come to Camp FEMA. You'll be protected from the contagion. Maybe they'll show Contagion on film movie night in Camp FEMA.
Well, they're going to actually bring it into elementary schools to scare the children. This is the way the game is played. Now, one story I definitely want to cover before we're out of time here today, and maybe I'll get a second one in. But the mandate for Gardasil is not just in Texas now, it's in California, the Democrats, we covered that this week as well. They're saying, of course, Merck is given big time, big money. But here's the story they don't want you to know about. They're actually saying, hey, maybe we can not give three of the shots. yeah, it may be okay. It may be still effective if we give you one instead of three or two instead of three. This is according to a new study of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Even one dose of the HPV shot may be as effective. Now, I'm here to tell you, you will not hear this in any other media outlet. This is the same thing that they did with AZT in the 90s against so-called AIDS or HIV. It was so toxic, it was killing everybody who was on it. So they reduced the dosage, so it spread out the toxicity, and people appeared to live longer. They're doing the same damn thing with the HPV shot. They're going to say, oh, we don't need three now, we need one, so that the adverse events are reduced, even though the long-term events will still occur. They'll have less paralytic responses, less death, but they're going to utilize that to defend the shot. What do you think, Liam?
I think you may be on to something, Professor.
Maybe.
Okay, AZT was a failed cancer drug. It suppresses bone marrow. I don't know if you know if you need your bone marrow, but try to live without it for a little while. You'll find that you fall over like a corpse because that's what you'll be. So this drug suppresses bone marrow. You don't have blood. They give this to people with immune deficiency because they've been doing so many other things. These people die horribly in weeks. Limbs are blackened. People die excruciating, painful death. This created the idea that people with HIV died quickly. No. This was the AZT die off. This is 200,000-300,000 guys. Everybody freaked out. Everybody panicked. You got to reduce it. You're killing us with these drugs. Okay, you still need AZT, but you don't need 1,200 milligrams. You just need 200. It's going to be great now.
Yeah.
Reduced it 600%, sixfold. Come on. So now this thing that was going to prevent the thing that doesn't cause cervical cancer, now you need one, but no, you don't need any.
Yeah.
You don't need any. One, they're right. Yeah. One is as effective as three. It's all crap.
It's all crap. And of course, you know, don't buy into it, but that's the story. And we're actually giving you the reveal on what it really is saying, because they're not going to tell you that it's saying that. They're going to go, oh, how great, how wonderful. Another story. Sally Field is involved with this. I love covering the Boniva spokesperson, right? These Fosamaxes and Bonivas and Actinels and Novartis reclass. By the way, Fosamax is made by Merck. Don't get Merck again. Oh, you old ladies. Come on. Is that ageism to say that? Listen, they're trying to get middle age. They're trying to get you on in your 40s now, much less 50s, 60s, and 70s on these osteoporosis drugs. Turns out they block the body's ability to restore cellular integrity at the skeletal level. That's how they do it. They stop bone breakdown, but at the same time, bone breakdown is necessary for bone rebuilding. It's how the cycle of life occurs at the cellular level. They block it, and they're wondering, ooh, we're getting strange fractures in people taking these drugs. I wonder what it is. So now guess what? They want to put a time limit on. Set the egg timer, Liam. You can take this drug for 5 minutes. That's all you get. Sally Field, what are you doing? Another Hollywood stupid woman. I'm sorry. I thought she was cute and Smokey and the Bandit, but she's not intelligent on this issue.
It's not that she's a woman. It's that she's a celebutard.
Celebutard. Thank you.
It is. It's the most dangerous thing in the world. It's the most dangerous thing in the world to have had everything handed to you once and then to have Hollywood sort of not be interested anymore. And maybe you still need a little attention. And the pharmaceutical company comes up and says, hey, honey,
here's some money.
We still like you. We still remember you. Why don't you come forward? You're getting older. Why don't you come forward and take all these people who used to trust you because you used to make good movies, because Hollywood hates people over 40, of course.
Yeah.
They do. It does. It hates women over 40. And now we get to see you again. And she goes, okay, I'm doing my part. You get talked into it, like people wearing the red AIDS ribbon.
Yeah.
For people who don't have clean water.
Well, we're about out of time for the 9/11 Revisited, and I'm glad you were all with me. Liam, thank you so much, as well as Jim Mars. Thank you. If you missed it, it'll replay at GCN.com. I've got the links, GCNLive.com, at RobertScottBell.com. And, of course, if you'd like to reach us, 866-939-BELL through the week, 866-939-2355. By the way, if you're concerned about osteoporosis, call up Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Say, hey, Jonathan, give me some silica. You won't need the drug. Thank you for being here. As I remind you every week on this show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.